Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Money Course. We're working through some savings ideas. Yesterday we did a little bit of comparison shopping. Might have surprised you to see which retailer was the cheapest and which was the most expensive when we compared prices for Disney DVDs. But of course, comparison shopping isn't limited to things like Frozen DVDs. There are lots of other things out there as well that we can comparison shop, including some of the bigger ticket items. For example, a few years ago, I was shopping for a new car and I discovered a website that would help me get quotes from the 10 nearest dealers where they could compete against themselves to give me the best quote. It's called Unhaggle. It was so helpful. I was able to go actually in the end to my local dealer, but I came in armed with 9 other offers from 9 competitors. And so they knew. They knew that if they didn't give me the best price, I'd be going somewhere else. So you can do some comparison shopping even on a vehicle. Or there are other things. You can find insurance quotes on a site like Kinetics, where you can get quotes from multiple different insurance providers in kind of one stop. Easy way to do some comparison shopping on one of our biggest monthly expenses. For credit cards, there are sites like Rate Supermarket that let you compare the different rates and the different terms on different credit cards. Or you can find websites that'll help you find the cheapest gas stations around you. I could go on. There are all kinds of ways, especially with the internet, to find the best price on any item, whatever it might be. When you're standing in a store, you can use the Amazon app to see what the price is on Amazon, just to see if it's in line with what you're seeing in a store, and to see what reviews there are to make sure you're getting good value. There are all kinds of ways to do this, and I'm not endorsing any of these particular sites and saying they're gonna give you good advice, but they're a great way to find some more information than you might have had otherwise. So my challenge for you today is to share a story with somebody about the biggest savings you found by comparison shopping. What was the biggest discount you found? Was it on a car, or was it on some insurance or a monthly expense like that? What was it? And what kind of a tool did you use? Was it a website like one of these, or was it some other way? So share a story with somebody, whether they're taking this course or not. Talk about your savings that you found and what tools you used. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.